How's rehab going?
Rehab's going well. You know, it's really a process of just letting those bones heal. I still have these wires in my foot for about another 2 weeks or so, and so once those come out, then I'm looking forward to being able to be even more involved and be on the sideline and do that kind of stuff.
Wires?
Huh? Wires. I've got them actually coming out of my foot, so for Halloween, I think it would probably be a pretty good look.
Just kind of keeping everything in place? Is that what?
Keeping everything in place just to keep the bones. We two of the bones had pretty good breaks in them, and so they had to put some wires. I think they put three in, and they're actually coming out of the bottom of my foot, so my daughters have a lot of fun with that.
You're certainly in better spirits than the last time we talked to you. I mean, how did you kind of come to terms with where things are and what's next for you?
Yeah, you know, anytime you have an injury and you're out for a substantial amount of time, and especially this is the longest I've been out at any time in my career for the rest of the season, and so it's always difficult at first. But again, I think that you try to find different ways to still be involved. And like I said, anytime that I come in the room, I'm able to help out in different ways and watch film. I ask coaches for projects, whether it's a red zone review or stuff like that. And so just to contribute in some way, and then also to help out Teddy and Christian in that room as much as I possibly can.
What sort of things are you doing to mentor Teddy?
You know what, we talk about the game. We watch the game together. Obviously, I'm in those meeting rooms. If, you know, I see something that, you know, whether it's a certain route or a matchup that I think might be good, you know, you always talk to him about that and make him aware of it. And I think Teddy's done a tremendous job in a difficult situation of stepping up. And last week was an outstanding performance by him, especially some of those big plays he made down the stretch. And I think that's just something that you're going to see a lot of Teddy. I think he's a tremendous player, and I think he's still growing, obviously. He's 21 years old. He's a rookie, and he's been shoved into the lineup, and he's done a great job, and I think he's going to continue to get better.
You like his resilience that he's displayed, you know, bouncing back last week after a couple games with 13 sacks in a row?
Absolutely. I think Teddy's done a great job of just handling just the operation. They've thrown a lot at him, and he's been able to handle it. And the other thing that you see week in and week out from Teddy is the fact of how tough he is. You know, he'll take a hit, he'll stand in the pocket, he'll deliver the ball under duress, and I think that's something special that, you know, a lot of quarterbacks at times wouldn't do.
When you were younger, do you remember settling down as the game went on? Was that the case for you?
I think so. You know what? I think anytime you start to get into a rhythm, and the other part of it is also building the rapport with your receivers and understanding, like I said, matchups and understanding what guys run certain routes better than others and where you want to go with the ball versus man-to-man or maybe versus zone. And I think Teddy's still learning, but at the same time, he's done a great job.
Can that happen over the course of the game, or is that a week-to-week thing, do you think? Like,
I think I think that's a great question. I think that it can happen over the course of a game, and at the same time, I think week to week you start to grow, and the more reps that he gets out there on the field with these guys, I think the more comfortable he's going to be with them.
What's your timeline? Do you think you'll even be throwing passes on a field by the end of the season, or what's it?
I hope so. You know what? I think a full recovery, they said, is around 12 weeks, and I'll be walking in about 2 weeks or so, and hopefully I'll be throwing by then. And I'm still working out and trying to do what I can in terms of upper body. My wife would tell you differently, but but at the same time, you know, I still try to stay active.
Is there anything tricky with location of the break or anything along those lines?
You know, from what the doctor said, there was just a little bit of trickiness with the two of the bones, and that's why they had to put the wires in there. But once it was all said and done, he said it looked good.
Once they heal, full go, no concerns after the heal?
No concerns after the heel. You know, the thing was there wasn't any major ligament damage. So, and that was the big thing is, that, you know, there wasn't anything to the Lisfranc other than a sprain. And so at that point, it's really just about healing those bones. And then from there, once it's complete, then you can get out there and go.
Is it tough watching games?
It is. It's tough from a fan's point of view. I mean, because sometimes you don't see it the same. They follow the quarterback and you're sitting there. You don't always get to see the full play develop. But at the same time, you know, you watch it how you will, and then you come in, and I get to get another dose of it when I come in here on Monday.
And when you see plays that, you know, lines that defenses are using, alignments, is it one of those you're like, oh, come on, look at the guy on top, you know, where you're kind of calling the play in your own head?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'll sit there and I'll be like, yes, 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 there you go. And then he'll go to the right place, and I'm cheering, you know, for these guys all the time. So, I mean, there's nobody that wants to see him have more success than I do.
How have you dealt with the disappointment of this? Because this was going to be your team, your year, finally, after all the work you've put in to get here,
right,
to get this spot. You came back and won the job, and then something like this happens to you.
Right. It was definitely crushing at first, especially, like you said, because of all the hard work that went into this offseason, the battle, so to speak, and then winning the job and then having it all taken away from you with an injury in the second week of the third week of the season. And so, you know, but you deal with it. You know that that's part of the culture of this football, that injuries happen, and then how can you contribute, how can you make these guys better and still have a role on the team.
What are your thoughts, you know, going forward? You, Teddy stepping in, you know, obviously first round draft pick, he's unlikely to have to compete for the job. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts, you know, diluted that way and then maybe not have a chance to get it back?
Well, it's part of the business, you know what I mean? Yeah, and I will cross that road when I get there. At this point, my main concern is getting healthy. And then, you know, once that happens, I'll go out and do what I've always done, which is work tremendously hard and hopefully put myself in a position to get back on the field at some point.
Teddy said, having the quarterbacks over for the Louisville